You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
I don't want to lose my dress, but I said, that's getting talking too much. Don't worry about it. I got a nice slip. Are you here? I think Christians walk around too mean. They in too big a denial. They got a crocosite excuse and reasoning. That's why we can't see the miracle working power of the Almighty God. You don't have to be jealous about what I said. I know Nikki loves her husband and he loves her. But some junk can get up in there. I ain't hear nobody. There's a whole lot of people ain't got people they love because some junk got up in there. When you let junk come in, it'll mess it up. I ain't call up and come up in here to preach on no marriage tonight because some people think they got it together anyway. No marriage is a work thing. It's a give and take thing. I ain't hear nobody. Oh, if Apostle were here, I'd say the same thing. Because I have to stand before God Almighty. And this is a real thing. See, you can't play with wearing all these different faiths. You're going to either pick up one and that got to be Jesus. Or you work with all them other ones and be on the line to hell. It's a whole lot of stuff we must do. What I said, now, there is room for the enemy to step in and say it's not so. But when you don't pray, and when you walk around with baggage on your back, then the enemy will come and shift you. Amen. See, I believe marriage people should talk to each other, not talk at each other. Amen. Oh, I'm in the house now. Because when you talk at each other, that means you think you got some more cheering. I hope ain't no pervert walk around sleeping with cheering, and they're supposed to be your wife. Is it okay? No, you talk to each other. And ain't no one right. You talk to each other. I ain't hearing nobody. You don't have to say amen. You'll be by yourself. You can talk to the wall and it won't talk back to you. But God is looking to develop some people. He's sick and tired of folks sleeping around with everybody like they dogs in heat. He ordained marriage. He stamped approval marriage. Even if he said you can't be kept, marry. So it'll keep you from burning. If your flesh is so inflamed, get married to somebody. It will be a plus if you get somebody with no teeth and you know you don't like them. Or they just so ugly you can't understand looking at them. You say you don't want to burn. I know you're going to pray looking at that baboon. Oh, Lord. Are we going to dinner tonight? No, I cook. I don't want nobody to see me out with you. Ain't God good? I didn't even come to say this, Pastor. I got my message. I got a message. But because we think in marriage is such a showcase of success, marriage is more work than you think it is. It's more work than having a girlfriend or boyfriend and they telling you lies every day. Well, I'm going to leave it there because I go down and then this ain't tomorrow. I'll finish working with it tomorrow. Yeah. Somebody told me some guests going to come, but I don't mind just being what I do. Being me. Tonight. I know I got some people stirred up because some men think they got some children they didn't have sex to have. I don't know what fountain the men's went by. And it got them overflowing with stupidity. Amen. I told Apostle when I got married to him, I said, now, I've been over there where folks fight and cuss each other and cut and dap people on the head. I ain't ready for that round no more. I'm getting too old, and I done experienced too much. Now, we can't talk to each other. Well, then we can go on and do what we need to do. See, one thing I know about when people get married more than one time, it get easier each time you get married. You can forget that one faster than you did the last one. Can I get somebody? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. If you don't believe it, if somebody would tell the two who been married or been just boyfriend and, oh, 103 weeks, you over that one, got you another one. That first marriage might hold you and mess with you a while. But if folks ain't been married up in here before, do your best to try to get delivered in the first one. Because if 9 times out of 10, if something don't tragic happen to you, you're going to be messed up in the second one. In the third one, in the fourth one, in the fifth one, in the sixth one. If you get it out of 15, you should be dead already then. It is. I'm talking what I know. But let me tell you a little key nugget. When you really want this Jesus, and I'm just talking about Pastor Greg, you want to straighten up every crooked place. You want to cross every T that you can. You want to dot every I when it comes close to you. Because a marriage is just like serving Almighty God, being saved. You got to keep on taking something to be saved. I ain't talking about them people don't take nothing, they think they exempt. In a marriage, for them people who think the fairy tale don't come by and left a gold carrot in front of your door, it ain't like that. And whoever said this, they're telling a lie. You want to look at the marriage on TV, that's TV. You want to look at these Hollywood married, they just married to get recognition. God bless him tonight. Look at the corny, ain't that the name, man name with all that money, that old rascal. What his name? They just had the twins, the boy and the girl. What them people name? He was too old to be up there trying to get him a young woman to get some churn. You know they infertilized him with something. Injecting with whatever that they do inject you with. Everybody tell me the children doing fine. You got your young woman, so they should. Some ordinary children should get recognition. We got drunk and we got us a beautiful baby. Look what we got to do the rest of our life. Anybody here, I thought I was in love and they left me with a baby. And I'm sad now. But you let me tell you what folks will say. I was in love. You telling a lie. You got used. Mm-hmm. Let me get to the word. Give me a little music, Brother Gerald. Well, you won't be mad at nobody else. Oh, ain't that some good stuff? Somebody raised a hand and said some good stuff in the house. I just don't want to digest the good stuff. But if I want to please God Almighty, I need to get me a glass of water, huh? And began to drink the water so I can digest the good stuff. Can I get a praise for somebody who want God to make them better for the journey? Continue on. I want to bless your name tonight. I want to tell you thank you. Because I go in some places and then folks like to rub your face with. This is my one and only marriage. I said, well, if you count all them undercover marriage, all them don't nobody know about but you and them and him. You ain't offending me because I know the healer will come in and heal me. He'll make me better when I want him to make me better. It ain't in your timing, but if you line up for his time, he'll make you better. And you can tell somebody what the Lord has done again. Sure, I didn't believe it, 'cause I wasn't willing to line up to get it. But I found out that if you just want to change your mind, if you would tell the Lord, try me. And before I get to where I'm going, I want you to come to be first in my life. How you gonna do it? You got to fix me. And I won't be afraid to trust you. You know how it is when we go to trust in other folks. And somebody can begin to dare our spirit, man. And keep on daring it. And after a while, somebody help me. After a while, they have conquered your ability. Can I get a witness? But oh, Jesus, somebody need to call him. Don't call him one time, but keep on calling him. Oh, Jesus, I got to still rely on you. I still got to trust you. My focus got to be you, not me, but you, Jesus. I've read in the word that every knee gonna bow, every tongue gonna confess. Well, I need to get straight for my own journey. I need to line it up and not be afraid to lean on you, not to trust you. I ain't hear nobody. I come to praise him tonight. I come to tell him thank you. The reason I praise him so, cause the truth will mess folks up. The truth will set anybody free. It'll line them up for the journey to eternal life in Christ Jesus. Sometimes we say we love the Lord, and I'm sure we do in our own measuring. But we get in love with some spirits, with some people, and they come to be the Lord in our life. They come to be the instructor for our life. I bless him tonight, and you can't get no peace. You can't find no joy, cause it's a lie and applying them. Can I get somebody to say, Jesus, oh, Jesus, I believe that you can make me better. Enter into my mind where my mind is disturbed. My mind in turmoil, in trouble. It's shifted in and out, off and on. But I praise you for who you are. I heard you say you are healer. You will deliver us. You will be my way out of a situation where there is no way for me to get out. But I get to call it. Oh, Jesus. Somebody help me call it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody need him other than me? Anybody got to keep on saying, not about me, but about you. I thank you for the liberty. I thank you for the freedom that you allow me to grab a hold to. You don't have to tell nobody, but I need it. I need it to empower me. I need it to strengthen me. I need it from where you brought me from. I need you. Sometimes we think we heal, we think we delivered, we think we're free, but we go back because of our own life and ability. I bless your name. Anybody want to bless it? Bless his name. For who you are and the power you possess. Thank you tonight. Thank you. I want you to make me better. I want to stand and on the account of you. Because I found out I'm not smart enough. I don't know enough. You can't trust people, nor can you trust yourself. But oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, teach me how to trust you. Teach me how to lean on you. Hallelujah. I know we going through the motion, but test gonna come. The motion don't make you pass the test. Feeling don't give you a grade. But oh Jesus, I need you for what you already done. I need you for what you allow me to mess up and do. I need you. Anybody need him? I need you. Gonna get mad with anybody else. But I'm mad because I allow the adversary to put me in bondage. I bless you tonight. I bless you. Somebody tried to tell me the word try, but I overlooked it. I excused it. I reasoned it. Got mad when somebody say you need to check in with Almighty. Hallelujah. He been knocking at your door and you say it's all right, but it ain't all right. He'll come in and he'll shut down some. He'll put down. I ain't hear nobody. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. The only healer, the only deliverance, the only way to you. I thank you tonight for what you've already done. Hallelujah. I can't sit down and reminisce, trying to cover up, trying to pretend, trying to act like that I did not mess up in myself. Pain don't strain you up. Feeling don't get you up. I bless you tonight. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. My healer. My healer. My deliverer. My. Oh, thank you. Anybody want to thank him? Anybody want to real thank him? Ain't talking about nobody but your own self. Do you really want to thank him for what it has already done? Anybody want to say yes? I want you to continue on. Might have to cry, but I want to say yes. Might look like the enemy done won, but I want to keep saying yes for my soul. Yeah, for the healing. Yes, for the direction. Yes, for the instruction. Just yes. Just yeah. Oh yeah. Oh healer. My healer. Oh my healer. Love is ain't one thing. It's another thing. But oh my healer, I keep coming to you. I keep positioning myself. Hear my again. Oh healer. Oh healer, my savior, my keeper, my provider, my strength, the new strength, every morning, new power, every day. Thank you for being my closest and my best friend, when mother, and when father, when husband, or wife, or whomever, can't do it, you waited to do it. I praise you, I praise you, I thank you for loving me, I thank you for waiting on me, I thank you. Cause I could have been dead. I have not been good enough. But oh Jesus, you stepped in the room. Oh Jesus, you said, I am. I know you've been there. I know you still there. I know when I get weary, when I get tired, you step in, hallelujah. And I say, I bless you. I say, you didn't leave me. I say, you still is my way maker. You still is. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. I really thank you for all the hurt. Oh, I brought on myself. All the time I wouldn't listen for myself. Thank you tonight, my God, my God. But oh, Jesus, my. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. I can't thank you enough. I can't praise you enough. I can't tell you how I appreciate you. Oh, thank you. Oh, Lord, my. Oh, Savior, my Savior, oh, my Savior, thank you. I can't make it without you. I don't want to even think, try. I just want to say, I thank you for keeping me. Hallelujah. It ain't been too hard for you, but it's certainly too hard for me. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Oh, Jesus, for coming by. Every now and then, and lay your hands on me. And I know that it's all right. Whatever it is, how long it been, it's all right. When you say, I thank you for just being so good to me, for keep on providing just for me, when all my surrounding is broke up and tore up, but you straightened me up. Thank you now. I just want to give you my best. My best is all I can give you, cause you gave me another chance, and I said thank you tonight. Hallelujah. You didn't have to get okay from nobody. You came in, and my God, you showed proof to me. You showed me that I am a healer, and I am a deliverer. I speak peace when ain't none around you. I give you joy over in me. I'll show you, don't worry about nobody else. I'll show you my mighty miracle working power. I lost some things to come back again, but because you trust me, and I let go again, that's why I want you to keep on praising me. I want you to keep on thanking me. I bless your name tonight. I'm emptying out. So I can put in, I thank you, I thank you. Anybody want to thank you? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for sparing my life. My heart messed up, broke up into pieces, couldn't find not a one of the pieces. Oh, but you stepped in. You're still working on me. You're still delivering me. You're still fixing me. Thank you. I really thank you. Oh, thank you. Anybody in here thinking you should have a story of your own where you messed up and you want him to string you up? Can I get a witness? It ain't got nothing to do with your age. Age just a number. But I give him praise tonight for all that he's already done. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just don't care, cause we want what we want, and we try to get it any way we can. Can I get anybody? We don't believe that's a price that we must pay. But there's a price for doing what you want to do. Hallelujah. I'm just talking about me. It don't have to be you. If you exempt in your own self, I do understand it's about you, but it ain't about you. Huh? Anybody want to praise him? Anybody want to praise him? It ain't about you, and it ain't about me. Just get it understood. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus, my way maker. Oh, Jesus, my burden bearer. Oh, I have to call on you, 'cause I can't make it without you. I don't have no strength to stand in myself. But oh Jesus, hallelujah. Oh Jesus, can't nobody do me like you. Can't nobody fix it like you. Can't nobody restore my mind like you. Oh, can't nobody. You can't find one. Wherever you look and wherever you go, you can't find one. 'Cause there's only one, and his name Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Somebody done messed up, and the enemy's trying. But I dare you tonight to call Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll restore you in the mind frame that I can, if you want me to. Are you
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.